An early tip tomorrow, game one. Playoffs get underway for the Suns. They're in it for the fourth straight year, playing the Timberwolves in the postseason for the first time in the history of both franchises. And Kellen Olsen will be in Minneapolis for games one and two, covering the Suns. And you can read all of his stuff on arizonasports.com. And he joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Kellen, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Whenever I'm awkwardly talking in the middle of the gate, it's my favorite time of year. That means it's playoff time, baby.
We'll try not to make it too awkward for you.
Yeah, only four people stared at me when I said that. So.
Beautiful, yeah. So this will be a subdued Kellen Olsen. All right, Kellen, I heard you bravely predict the Timberwolves to win the series, and it's part of what I love about you is you're objective and you don't let the rah-rah and the pom-poms affect you. Your thoughts on the Suns and their inability or ability to play consistent basketball over the course of a prolonged period of time?
Yeah, that's all it comes down to, because I agree so much with the majority of the opinions and reasons why people are picking the Suns, just in terms of how this matchup favors them, how they've handled it in the regular season, just like the stylistic clash that this is, where it's a team sticking to playing two bigs in this type of day and age. You're looking at a team like the Suns who start three guards, they have a bunch of shooting everywhere. Minnesota does as well, but it's just like a really big clash of styles, and I think it favors the Suns. I think that the Suns have the two best players in the series as well, and that often means you're going to win the series, but consistency is all it comes down to. I think the Suns figured a lot out in the last 10 to 15 games of the season, but with them figuring that out, the growing pains included some of the really big lows that we've seen over the entire season. And if those lows weren't there, and if this team would have gone 7-8 over the last 15 games, but the lows wouldn't have been there and they were just losing close games, I think I would have picked them to win the series. But that part of their team just hasn't gone away. They're playing a Minnesota team that forces a ton of turnovers, and then that's a concerning part of it. And there are a couple other ones as well, but I think it's a coin flip either way. And I'm really excited to see which way it leans, because Timberwolves in six, I say that, but I don't really have a great read on the series, if I'm being honest, with how close it seems.
One of the things that has stood out this year in the regular season matchups is the inability of Anthony Edwards to really get anything going. His numbers, he's shooting 31% in the three games. He's a way better player than that. How have the Suns put the bottle, you know, bottled him up to that degree, and what do you expect from Anthony Edwards in this series, Kellen?
Yeah, to make the comparison to something Suns related, we saw Devin Booker go through the trials and tribulations of developing as a playmaker over 4 to 5 years of really, really bad basketball. But what that allowed him to do was grow that part of his game. So once the playoffs showed up, this part of his game was ready. Anthony Edwards is still developing that part of his game. And what the Suns have done is really just bottled up the driving lanes for him. And Anthony Edwards himself said after their loss on Sunday that he just needs to get rid of the ball a beat sooner. You see the passes that are open for him, but he's just going a little bit too far into the teeth of the defense. And the Suns right now are willing to live with Minnesota shooting. When you exclude garbage time, Minnesota's been the best three-point shooting team in the league this year, so that doesn't seem like a strategy that would pay off. Minnesota shooters shot under 30% from three outside of Anthony Edwards against the Suns this year. So that strategy certainly worked. Is it going to work over 6 to 7 games against both Edwards and their shooters? I'm not so sure. Edwards, if he wasn't so proven in the playoffs already, maybe I'd feel better about it. But over those 11 games, the two first-round exits, there he goes, that they had there in the last 2 years, he was sensational in those series. And he looks playoff-ready already. And I'm really curious to see if he can take his game to another level. The Suns don't need that out of their guy, and that's something they have going for them for sure, because we know what to expect from those two guys.
All right, we know that the game changes significantly in the postseason. It gets a heck of a lot more physical. It slows down. It becomes half-court in nature. And then it becomes a chess match, a series of defensive adjustments. How do you think this group of the Suns kind of rate when it comes to the criteria of which you need to be good in the postseason?
Yeah, a really good trait that they have, and something that I'm going over on ArizonaSports.com once it posts the final part of my written playoff preview for the series, is the Suns finished first in free throw rate this year, again, excluding garbage time. They were the best team in the league this year generating free throws, but as Vinny and I have talked about a few times on the show, you really notice watching these games on a game-to-game basis how the officiating changed in the last 2 months. And going from March on, their free throw rate was 20th in the league. So somewhere in there, the Suns weren't able to adjust to whatever was getting called or weren't getting the calls they're normally going to get. And we know how the whistles not necessarily disappear, but tighten up in some senses, or loosen up in some senses, I should say, in the first round and going on. It only gets more physical as you go. So are the Suns going to be able to get those whistles? And is Kevin Durant going to be able to get to the free throw line in the ways that we've seen him do last postseason? Can he do that again? Because this is going to be an ultra-physical series. Minnesota is gigantic. They've got Towns. They've got Gobert. They've got Naz Reid. They've got Kyle Anderson and Jaden McDaniels on the wing as well. Like, yeah. They're a really big team and a physical team. And I think that they're going to really look to really beat up the Suns. And if the Suns can take advantage of that by getting to the line, it all works out for them in the end.
Kellen Olsen, ArizonaSports.com, our guest. He's on his way to Minneapolis to cover Suns T-Wolves. One of the reasons why people are bullish on the Suns in this series, not only the way they finished 7-3, and yes, I agree with you, there were lows in that 10-game finish, but the recent play of Bradley Beal, he looks like a completely different player. He looks like he's turning into an emotional and on-court leader for this team. What do you make of the recent play of Bradley Beal, and how important is that to continue for the Suns?
Yeah, I think if I'm picking an X factor beyond the three stars in this team, or in the series, it Beal would be the guy, just because I thought he adapted really well to the role that he was kind of not forced into necessarily, but the role that the team needed from him with the point guard duties, with the extra emphasis on his defense, with like him even being a good offensive rebounder, getting the 50-50 balls, things like that. He's been really good in those little areas for them. And we were kind of settled into like, okay, maybe this is the Bradley Beal you get this year. And then next year you see the actual Bradley Beal that you expected, which is the all-star, the guy who averaged over 30 a game. In his last five games, he averaged 26 a game. He's shooting 52% from three in his last 28 games, I believe is the number that I had in the story. He's been sensational offensively, and that's the guy that they're going to need in certain stretches, and that's what's so difficult about his role is that he's trying to be that guy, but he can't be that guy the whole game like he was before earlier in his career. It's going to be little stretches of the game, and he found them in the last two. Can he find them in the key moments here where maybe Durant is slipping up with the ball, Booker's getting trapped? Can Beal be that guy to open things up? Because he's going to be guarded by Karl-Anthony Towns or Mike Conley. He should take advantage of that matchup every time. That's something he emphasized after practice, and we'll see if he can do it. It very well could determine the series.
A Wolves assistant coach did a radio interview yesterday, and he tried to lay the claim that the Timberwolves went real vanilla in their last matchup on Sunday because they had a feeling they were going to face the Suns in the playoffs. That sounds like a reach. It sounds like a team looking to convince themselves that they can hang. What do you make of the psychological advantage in this series, and do you think the Timberwolves can get this can handle that?
I'm really curious, Dan. I'm really curious. As far as like Sunday and how that went, I mean, I think a certain amount of teams will try and not show some stuff in that kind of situation. But with that being said, they wanted to win that game. They wanted to get the number one seed, and they wanted to, more importantly, beat the Suns to get over that. And they got decisively beat yet again. As far as their team, what you're alluding to, when Rudy Gobert has been on a playoff team, at a certain point he's gotten played off the floor, or a team has just exposed him to the point where his team's getting eliminated. And Karl-Anthony Towns, if there's anyone who has, like, this is the biggest playoff series for them, it's him, because he is sort of tailspin in the last two postseasons where he starts to commit some really dumb fouls. He makes really bad decisions. He just looks like someone really just going through it mentally on the floor where you can see it start to break down for him. And he needs this. Minnesota needs this. They haven't been to the second round for a long time. I think it goes back to the KG era. So can those guys stay strong when adversity comes to them? Because it's going to come. When you're playing against Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, you're going to deal with some adversity. And how can they handle it? Can they handle it in game one? I'm really curious to see. As I've said a couple of times, like, I don't really have a good read on the series because there's so many different angles to it. It's only going to get more interesting the deeper we get into it.
Kellen, looking forward to the series. Looking forward to your coverage of the series, too. Enjoy it, man.
Fly safe.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Kellen Olsen.